later, Jim.
Some sort of Pesach, your Torah has.
to be Texas. With all the world of our eyes. We saw in the Lashon of Yina called the title Yam HaTayla. The Yam, full Yam. And the Chaim HaKadosh says, there's a certain gedder, a person's anus in this title. So one of the trying to understand this title is built in Mishlan. It's a record, it's a title that's built in Mishlan. And Sancheni, this, as we said, totally wrecks the person. There's so much what to lose from Marchid, different angles, different. So how does he. What's the mark? What's the Pesach have to say? So Pshat is, I'm going to try to go a little bit deeper into the Kirchitz and Nefesh that I'm going to do today. Understand a little bit the Kirchitz and Nefesh of a Mensch. And where this is Mamish, this is Da'as Oyev. You always have to know where the Oyev is going to attack. This is the Makom Chushuv of a Mensch. Once we have this clear, maybe we could try to map out a plan a little bit better from Lavan. I'll ask any maven the Kirchitz and Nefesh. A person is a basic idea, that's what's wrong. He writes this Barishas. And the Shvohu created a mensch. He created every human being. One of the Iker forces, the Kirchis, that drives a person is the Metzias of the Nefesh of a person. The Nefesh of a person. The Nefesh of a person is that the Shvohu created that he's a Kamat. Constant cycle that a person constantly feels. Starts off with a feeling of emptiness, a void, feeling of chesaron and feeling of lack. And that pushes the person to fulfill that. We'll start from the Zuzub. One of the things that's meshutif in many different societies in the world, many different chevrot, everyone has a machlekes about how, what's the right path, what should be doing. Kemat, it's not as unanimous, but 98% of all them, there's one pretty much agreed upon thing that people are looking for happiness. Everyone is looking for happiness. looking for simple, looking for happiness. Pleasure, looking for happiness. What is simcha? Simcha comes, only to, simcha is when there's a completion, when there's a shleimus. When a person comes to a shleimus, that is. How is the shleimus? Shleimus is a cycle of chisara. There's chisaron first. There's something lacking. There's something missing. And a person is mashlim what he has missing. That gives him shleimus. If someone feels he's missing a certain suit, and he gets that suit, that gives him simcha. Because he's mashlim something he was missing. Someone's missing, he wants punkt right now for lunch. She was serving fish, and he wants steak. So he's missing steak, and he gets steak. And so on and so forth. People are waiting for children. The children come. It fills a void that brings tremendous simcha. We're not concentrating so much on the simcha. We're concentrating on the first one. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every human being. That the nefesh, just like in the physical system, you understand, we break down the physical physics of the person. So he needs constantly, he needs to be filled with food, nourishment, in order to, that gives him fuel to move, to go. The stomach has to be filled with food and food. Someone breaks it down, sends it to the body. But it, in the physical sense of the person, he needs to be filled with physical food. So too in the part that's beyond flesh and blood, that's called the nefesh. There's a nefesh, it's called the nefesh Bahamas also. But the nefesh of a person, the emotional part of a person, it has also a tank. And the tank of the Baruch Hu makes it that it always empties out. It doesn't stay full and never will see. Even a roof needs to be fashion, never ever probably stays full. It's a constant cycle in life where it's supposed to be filled and it empties. When it's empty, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. This is one of the most powerful kaychas that exists in the world. When it's empty, the person has a non-stop drive. A non-stop drive to fill that void. The Kadosh Baruch Hu bedafka made human being that way. And that's part that makes human being a human being. An animal has the drive to fill it in a very Bahamistic way. He doesn't have the same drive that human being has. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the human Adam to create so much, to do so much, so he created this musud of the hergish of the chisar. It's such a strong basic elementary way in the human being that leaves him so unsettled until he fills that void, made it a tachaf that's poshut, uncontrollable. That is a basic hagdara of the nefesh. That's what a nefesh is. A nefesh. In Chazal, the nefesh is something that doesn't, it's totally tzame to be filled. That's what a nefesh is. In Moshe. In Ovis. And I'll say, okay, there are three things that we have. The Tamidim of Bilma Rosh. One of the things is a nefesh rechav. A nefesh rechav. Not the Rambam over there. It means it's about big baltai. Chazal didn't say big baltai, he said nefesh rechav. What does it mean, nefesh rechav? The answer is the mechus of a nefesh is something that it always wants. It's always searching to be filled. It doesn't stop, it doesn't settle. A nefesh rechav is a wide nefesh. Just somebody who has that part of his nefesh, the nefesh is wide. Of course, it's wider. It's a grace of Al-Tayyab. That means constantly never feel that he's filled. He's always searching to spread and to fill himself with things outside of him. But that is the etzem mahus of a nefesh. The nefesh feels void. It creates a rotten. That's one of the reasons why the Lashon nefesh also refers to Lashon meishes nafshechem. Meishes nafshechem means you want to be rotten. Nefesh always produces a rotten. It produces a rotten to be filled. And that is the Seder, one of the basic cycles of a person his whole life. Come on, 20 to 27 means it's constantly, there are times where you fill it, it lasts for few minutes, few hours, but the etzem more or less, that is the drive that is pushing constantly. That's a basic agdara and agdara in a kayach mitayvus ha-nefesh. And again, when this thing is filled, it's unbelievable simcha. Shiva the simcha. When it's filled, it brings simcha. But when it's not filled, it doesn't let the person find me. The person finds the being fine. No. Let's take it maybe a step further. The Gemara Shabbos, in the middle of the Sugya of Hanukkah. Maybe there's a shaykh from that, there's nothing now. Chazal say, there's a Umar of Kana. The deek is, there's no mine. Although there's no mine, there was something else. It wasn't totally rake, it was rake of mine. But it wasn't rake of nechoshim akrov. It's all in the Bali Avoida. And this Gemara stayed a klal. There's a moshul to the nefesh of a person. And the nefesh of a person is, it's one of two things. Either you're going to fill it with mine. You're not going to fill it with mayim, it's going to have nechosh ma'akov. Rake, it's never going to stay. Rake konos, it can't stay. It's total itself. It's not going to stay. Rake is not going to stay. It's going to have to be filled. Shal is how you're going to fill it. Look at the Balei Avoda. The mashal is meduktik. A bar, the etzem, creates when a bar is first immediately really. Dug, that is created a vacuum. A vacuum, the bria, the tap of the bria is one of the strongest creatures in the world. A vacuum happens really, any vacuum really, what is happening is that anytime the ear is sucked out from any area in the world, the ear is not even there, there's nothing there, there's absolutely nothing there. So it doesn't stay empty. It's not just like, because Shabohu is creating the bria, there can't be a halal in the world that stays totally empty. What happens is it schleps and it sucks to be filled. That's what a vacuum is. Vacuum is when the ear is slept out of a certain vacuum, clean your hand, whatever it is, the way it's pulled out, so the ear is sucked out. So it schleps and it pulls into it. So what happens in the bria also, you could have certain things, crevices are open in the ground, and it's created a tremendous vacuum. It happened in the ocean, it can happen, and that's the kayak, it sucks, and push it pulls things into it. That's a kayak on vacuum. So when something is totally, totally rake, in other words, rake hunus, when it's totally, totally rake, if the notion is staying right, the bow is going to be the notion is not staying right. It vacuums and it sucks and it needs to be filled. That is the nefesh of a mensch. The nefesh of a mensch is when it's rake, it's a vacuum. It's going to suck, and it's going to pull, it's going to schlep. It doesn't, won't leave you, it won't leave you sheket until you fill it up. You have a choice. You fill it up either in my own period, as I'll say. Or if you don't, it's going to have the chosh and nakab. Chosh and nakab is out of that when you're talking about this. You have a choice. Sorry, how you can fill it up. This is a oifen kolli, a mabat on mitzvahs, on koyches nefesh of a person. Let's get into the sugya tonight. What happens in the sugya tonight? This is the Pesach Hatas Rebbe, which is extremely chashav asara. This is the koyach that the Yitzhar has. This is his makom chusha that he has to sell his time. Taiva be'etzel, like you steer straight in the face, makes absolutely no sense. It doesn't make sense. He brought in the book of bridge. Someone's selling the book of bridge. Can't sell it. He's selling it to suicidal. Pasha, he's destroying it. It doesn't make any sense. But the Yetzer Hara banks on this koyach that there is in this nefesh. He banks on the koyach of the nefesh, the tnuas ha-nefesh, that the nefesh constantly feels. It gets empty. And it has to be filled. And it has to be filled. And if we're not going to take care of this, as much as, we'll have to see a little bit, but as much as you might know, it could be there's certain ways to look at it and it'll help you a little bit, but as much as you might know how bad it is for me to fulfill and fill up this hole and this void and this lack in such and such a way, but at the end of the day, if the lack is there, it's going to eat it, baby. It's not going to be the last. It has to be done. And the Yetzer of Taiva comes, and the Yetzer of Taiva says, the way you're going to fulfill it is all these shmakalim. He might see you, the Baal is going to fulfill it. So he does it, he uses the koyach called dimyon, way part of it uses dimyon, it's a koyach. So yeah, he uses that. But the name for tonight, this is what he's coming to do. He's coming to say, if you do this, you eat, let's say, time is achil, you eat this steak, you feel great. You don't feel great. Go, sometimes tell him, go ahead and make fun of Yemen. You also feel great about yourself. Feel great about yourself. You feel this lack, you don't even know what it is. That's what's not safe for you. You have to decide how are you going to feel that lack. You have to decide how you're going to feel that lack. Let me just give it to you before we go back to it. Some people just see it and tap on it like you see it. It's a basic thing that you have starting to little kids, older than day-to-day life. Once a mechanic, that more or less not so teach the sugya, was trying to, from a child's point of view, try to teach him this idea in life. And she was a girl. He took his daughter, and old, she was young, and started like this. And he said there was a girl in the class, a friend of hers, who was not so well liked, and she was playing in the courtyard. It's strong, the chutzner. She was playing in the courtyard. And suggest her, maybe go play with her. Maybe go play with her, you know. Maybe she's going to play with her again. Maybe go play with her. Again, she didn't want to push her. He said, you know, you'll feel great about yourself. Come, you know, then what do if you play with him? She's masking, she went down. She went half, she played. Came back. Said, you feel good. Yeah. Smiling, you're here for her. She felt great. She was a Sina. She probably enjoyed herself also, but you know, she had to miss God, but it's her, and she went. Neighbor says, okay, I'll give you a chocolate bar. Give her a chocolate bar. Half an hour later, she comes back, she says, Tati, can I have more chocolate? He says, well, I just gave you 20 minutes ago, this chocolate is the end of the hour. One more. Give her a chocolate bar. Sure enough, 20 minutes later, she comes back, and I have another. I'm going to get a whole chocolate bar, you get a piece of chocolate, doesn't make a difference, I'm going to shut it. He repeated itself four times. He turns to her four times and says, so what's going on? Okay, whatever I am. Well, why are you keeping that knife? I just gave you chocolate. She says, yeah, but it runs out. I'm hungry again. I want the chocolate. I want it to my dog. So he says, I just gave you 20 minutes. She says, yeah, but Zenelam. She's like, yeah, I don't feel it. You talked on our level. I just gave you 20 minutes. So 20 minutes ago, you put this chocolate into your stomach. Where is Zenelam? So he asks her, remember you played with whatever the other girl's name was? Do you still feel good about that? She said, yeah, I feel good. Yeah. So she said, What's the difference? Why the chocolate I gave you 3 times the best, an hour and a half, you don't feel? And you went and you played with your friends 2 hours ago, you still feel. Well, what's the difference? She said in a very tunistic way, and child left, she said, she thought for a second, she said, Zeb the lame, Zeb the lame. She, in our studio, what she was saying was, one, didn't really fill me up. Filled the goof, whatever that is. One, filled me up. This is our sugya. This is our basement. This is the sugya. Sugya, called sugyas when you're dealing with sugya. The Tzahara has this every person, this tank that has to be filled, that person wants to be filled. This tank that is waiting to be filled pushes the person. And the Tzahara convinces the person that the way you're going to fill this is, you're going to tie it up. Tzahara starts with, and our sugya goes to Yitzhakara. And this is the pshat, the Chazal say many, many, many words in many different ways. The Chazal say the idea that taiva doesn't have any so Chazal, what the hell is say? Ain other mace the chatzi taiva b'yad. Chatzi taiva b'yad means he didn't begin to fulfill the Chazal, Chazal with chatzi. Chatzi means he didn't even get the chatzi shir. He didn't even get to begin to fulfill what he always tied us for when he was looking. Yesh leimana reitzim aside. Chazal say that, specifically about the taiva we're dealing with. And so come. Exactly the absolute thing. If you starve it, that's when it's full. You fill it, you fulfill it, you give it, you keep giving, you give into it. Right? It just gets hungrier and hungrier and hungrier. What's the chat? It's a chat. The chat is this tnuas and nefesh that we see that it wants, it's sumay, it's thirsty and it's hungry and it's starving to be filled and filled. The way it works is, if you feed it, and you start feeding it, and it doesn't really fill it, it just, for a second, he would feel like it's being filled, it just incites it and gives it stronger strength. It just shreds it. So, masbiyoy, right, that's a shot. You're like whetting its appetite, you're like, you know, you're coaxing it, you're inciting it, you're not giving it anything, it just gets like, you know, inciting a dog, and it just gets it more, bring out the more nefesh the mammoth, the more rotten that has to go. Stronger and stronger and stronger. So it's an equation that doesn't have an end. Ain't another side. Ain't another mate. Chatzi type of yom. It's not possible. It's never possible for a person to fill and fill. You can't fill something like that. What's the way to fill yourself? The answer is the way to fill that chisarim is things that are mashlim, the core of the person. The nefesh wants to be filled, but it wants to be filled with the things that are compatible. And things that complete the shayrish of who you really are. And obviously, the type is a gofanat, that's not funny. It has to be things that talk to the neshama. And then there's a neshama of a goy, there's a neshama of a goy, there's a neshama of a goy, there's a neshama of a Jew. And obviously, the neshama of a Jew needs more ruchnis, they think more Torah, they feel Torah to him. But there's a neshama of a neshama of a goy, there's a neshama of a goy, there's a neshama of a goy, there's a neshama of a goy. If he gives himself things that are more fulfilled, but if he gives it these things that are feeds in all these types, and the more bestial the type is, the more incited the nefesh gets. Don't give him anything. Lashon, the famous Lashon of the Goyim, when he's a Geras, he says the person who runs after his types is like a person, some Lashon, like a person who's thirsty, and he drinks salty water, and he thinks he's quenching his thirst, and he's only adding on to his thirst. That's what's happening over here. If you're ever thirsty, you're holding your thirst. It's unbearable. The person becomes really thirsty. Unbearable. This snake con is this the bar that's in your pit of your nefesh, it's your nefesh itself. The warmth when you rest. Hashke when you have. It's lacking when you rest. These are those Rishayim that we saw that Mishnah Posse Yeshai says, Keyom Nigrash. I can't come to Sheket. It's never gonna come to Sheket. It's not gonna be able to have settled waters. It's not gonna never be settled. Because they can't begin giving into my titles. Instead of trying to fill in the right way. Stop. Adichan Adon Adim, the Nervi Dikon Ramban. Someone who gives into his title. In the Sugyo. Someone who feeds the Nefesh with titles. Ramban, in the Parashat Kitzovim. The Pasuk says, when you hear the Kolis, Ish, Shama kol kol es eilu v'zbarach v'lvavi leimar shalom yali v'beshuyu es li v'eilech l'man svois harava es atzmei. L'man svois in Hebrew between harava es atzmei. Rava is someone who's filled quenched his thirst, and tzmei is someone who's thirsty. Ramban says as I. The Pirush l'man svois harava es atzmei l'hoisif hasveya im hamisad. The one who's satisfied with the one who's still is desired. Nefesh tzveya tikru rabbe. And the nefesh is fulfilled with tikru rabbe. Kini rabbi nefesh behani. Ha-mis'avet is someone that type is still active is called tzmei. Bata. Ki nefesh adam ha-rabba she'inena mis'avet l'dvarim ha-royimah. He says, what does this mean that it's going to add on more? So it's like this. Nefesh adam ha-rabba she'inena mis'avet l'dvarim ha-royimah. There are two types of types. This type is what he calls the things that are not necessarily directly bad and sick and harmful, poisonous to the person. Yeah? So such a person, kasha tovay beliba iksasa taiva, which is kibu taivas mutaris, v'hu yimalei, taivas mutaris, or normal taivas we'll call it, v'hu yimalei tavasoi, az yoisif b'navshoi taiva yiseru, v'ti yetzmeel ma'oib l'dobra ahu sha'ochol oi sha'oser, yoisif mibirshay. So this is the first thing we mentioned. That the second you give into your taiva and you add in taiva, it strengthens the taiva. But he adds an appellate to that, a whole new dimension, a whole level. If it is ava oy l'dvorim royim, shaloi hoysim is ava l'mitchim. All of a sudden it's going to pick up new, incredible, sick, warped, decrepit types. When you start giving into the nefesh, it breeds within the nefesh an almost new animalistic, almost unhuman type. Ki mis ava l'zim as noshim hayofois, and you call it that, that's a normal type. Someone who starts going after that, giving into that taiva. Tiviyehu taiva lovoy ala zachar. This one asks, how does a person come to taiva's mishkav zachar? Rabban has one of the answers. Rabban says, when a person starts giving into taiva's agof, there's no end. No end to akedekah, it doesn't mean no end in kamus. There's no end to eichus. It starts being misaveh, this hunger, this unending, unrestless hunger, starts having hunger for things that make no sense. V'al ha-behema, v'kiyoyzid is v'shara toilis. He brings the Gemara in Sukkot, we just said, and that's what he learned, that l'man's voice, a rov as a sphere. He says, you're gonna add on, even if you were sovei kivu, you only had certain amount of tigers that you were able to fill, you're gonna bring these new tigers, this new type of tigers that you never even thought of, you're never gonna be able to fulfill. That's adeichan andor megiim, this sugya, of someone who does give into his titles, so there's no site where the nefesh could start being misadded. So this is the sugi. This is the sugi you wanted to open up. We have the nefesh, and the nefesh is a cycle. The nefesh constantly is supposed to be filled, and it gets empty. And closed mind then has a lack. It won't set. It won't rest. What we've realized is between one Zal, it's three cats off, what we've been saying. I'm just going to say Sharm also. Sharm. First perk, I don't. First perk, by the Sala Meiloma. So Sharm is trying to explain, convince us, we're supposed to convince ourselves, what is the tackle supposed to look? We're here to fill our titles, over here to go after the mitzvahs. So he says like this. One of the proofs in dreams there has to be in tachlis sabiyas adam or yil tzorach leilam hazeh just to fill this type of saguf lo yil tzorach mefnezeh she tenufach bay nishama kol kach hashuv al yoyim v'hu ma shalim dem chazal v'hu medjush kael hazeh l'shem gam ha-nefesh lo yisi mal it's a lashon of the pasuk shalim ha-nach shalim it says the nefesh will never be filled lo kach hazal v'hanam mo shalim ha-adam v'dayim lo yiroini she-mosa bas v'alach. There's an Iroini, there's a peasant we call, Shemnosa Basmel, he married a princess. Im Yovi lo kol mashe boilu, he brings her all the oats, and all the faces, all the simple things that he has over there. Eim chashuv mo klum, a bed, a straw, or furniture he has there, nothing. She Basmel, she's used to finding things around. Kacha nefesh, ilu veisu lo kol madenei oilam, eilam klum lo lomo shehu, she know him. Chazal, had a chazal lomata with this. Mabatiris. Chazal expresses Gam HaNefesh Lozimotah. This is a fight that will fight our life. We have a nefesh, and it's dying to be filled. It's utterly, utter desires constantly to be filled, and it drives and doesn't stop the person. And we try to fill it with all these things. So the person, the book that's offered, the nefesh Bahamas, really is going for it, nefesh doesn't offer. It's never going to happen. It's never going to get filled until you fill it up with what's looking for. What's it looking for? Honestly, Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs, because that's the core, that is the core of the things. Again, on a lower level, always looking for other good things in life. It's looking for part of Torah mitzvahs. Part of listful Torah mitzvahs is looking for being a good person. A person gives to people, it's also partially. But we'll see Torah mitzvahs is chiluk shem mitzvah atzmut. That's what's going to fill up that rikos. So this is very fascinating. So we have mapped out now. We have mapped out a little bit our path that we have to fight for the Sitzar. You see, this is the kind of, we thought of like a tmiyat. There's so much we have to lose in the Sunya. So how does the Sitzar start? The answer is he's using a tremendous, strong kayak, a basic path there is in the human system. And if it's not taken care of, all the Svaris in the world are not going to help. Someone who is empty. This is a Moshe, this is a Muska, but you can see this all the time, that the Taiva hits a person when a person is very down for other reasons even. There are people in general who said in a regular cycle of life a person could be empty and he has to be filled, but there are people who, for other reasons, get particularly down. Someone who's depressed for a certain reason, a person who has very low self-esteem. These are sugyas that they have to deal with separately, the sugya Taiva. Someone who has tremendously kibbutz in a extreme lay is very empty, very often feels very, very empty, he's going to have a tremendously hard time in the city. He's going to have a tremendously hard time in the city. Because the Yitzhara has a tremendous, tremendous Pesach. You know, it's just looking. You're empty. You're empty. You can't stay empty. Yeah. That's the Maimon Muzgar. But everyone who has this general feeling of emptiness, until we fill it up, this is the Yitzhara's Pesach. So if you want to map up what we said, really said at the beginning about it, that's what we're going to do the next few weeks. There's two fronts that we have to deal with the Yetzer Hara. One front will always be, and that's going to be the end, the only way you're going to put an end to all the Yetzer Hara, is that we have to try to find another way to fill up the tank. If we don't find a way to fill up the tank as much as we will, we are going to talk about different things the Seichel might scream at, the Ga'ara that the Rebbe Yerna talks about, the Ga'ara, the Shrai, the Amataiva. There are things that the Seichel might be able to tell the Amataiva. There's only so many times you'll be on the top of your feet. You can't, your whole day, you can't rely only on your Seichel to always scream at the Nefeshams. But we'll see, it's also not so simple. It's not Pasha Befrat, somebody who was very Nichshol, who was very strong in the Amataiva. The ultimate way to solve the Yetzer Hara is to find another way to close the bank, really the real way to close the bank. That's really what we're talking about this next week. That's one thing, but with Hansheni, you also can't totally rely on that also. Because, first, not everyone's on a dargo of really holding by that. And you could have times, off times, you're not doing so well in learning and Torah mitzvahs. We're going to work on this. There has to be two fronts. There's a front of filling it up, and there's a front of trying to get, figuring out a little bit more how exactly it's or convinces you, gets clear in a clear fashion, is Meshachneos. Convinces us 100% that the way we have to normally our Taibas is with normally that chisaron is with the Taibas. We have to deform tachbulas where the Seichel could take a see and catch the Yetzer and turn him down and turn him off and call his bluff and realize that he is really offering you bluffness. He's really offering you something just mayim aluchim like the way he said it. That's what we're going to have to try to work on next. This is the first thing we want to say. This is very chashuv to understand. You have to realize that the Yetzer Hara has a tremendous kodesh, and you can't laugh until that. No one's higher than this, no one's not higher than this, you can't ignore this. And this is why many people follow this answer. It's a very basic answer. This is the Ruach Shlos. The Ruach Shlos is the Yetzer Hara convinces us that this chashuv way where everyone besides him realizes this is not the way to fill up that emptiness, but he's stuck. He has that emptiness. And the Yetzer catches him and decides, this is the only way. He got into a frenzy. This is the only way. He starts off where he has this lack. He doesn't let him feel sad. The Yetzer now convinced him, the Shlus is, that this is the way, and this is the only way you're going to fill that hole. Once you stop like that, you stop, you finish. You only have a time, you finish. So we have to see, we have to find a way, as I said before, to find a way, maybe the first one. Fill up another way as opposed to maybe the catch is hard before it begins to sit. This is it.
We said this mashkocha.